Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Alice at 97.3's Sarah and Vinny.
One third of Gen Z doesn't know who the Beatles are. That's from a new survey. One third don't know.
How did they?
So Gen
that?
Z is your kids, right?
I don't know. What's the years for Gen Z?
I don't have that.
My
in front
kids
of me.
Absolutely know who the Beatles are.
Well, yeah, you guys have the Abbey Road
triptych or whatever it is up on our
pictures
yeah,
up hanging.
Incredible. Yeah, that's a failing on their parents' part. The kids need to know about the Beatles.
Although, the Beatles were formed in 1960 in Liverpool, England, and went on to become the best-selling music group of all time with over 600 million album sales worldwide and the most number one hits on the Billboard Hot 100 chart. Although, I don't know if that's exactly
accurate.
I don't
know if it still holds.
I think Drake came in there and did some stuff.
Yeah.
Although, he's not a band. But either way, Gen Z has no idea. Or, sorry, a third of Gen Z, no idea. And another percentage probably went, yeah, I know who that is. But if you said, name a song, they'd go,
Yesterday.
You hope.
Well, I mean,
you
there
hope.
Are still some songs that you hear. I guess that's...
Oh, here it is. Gen Z, ages 16 to 23.
Oh, that's exactly my kids. Yeah.
Those are your
my
kids.
My kids are 21 and 22 right now.
So the reason I thought it was interesting is because here's the Elvis movie coming out. And I do think I could be wrong, but I think young people will go, I don't care about that.
Yeah.
That's old people crap.
Yep.
I could be wrong. I know the other day, actually, I think it was yesterday, I'm getting my gear out of my car and I'm dealing with some stuff. And my neighbor across the street, their daughter pulls up. And she pulls up and she's jamming Nirvana.
Oh.
And I had this like...
So is she 16, like just got her license kind of thing?
16, yeah. And I got this huge smile. I'm not addressing her or anything, but I'm just smiling like, yes, that kid.
It used to make me so happy to hear good music coming out of my kids' rooms.
And so honestly, I think there is some look back at older music. Unfortunately for her, that's older music. And for me, that's music. What?
Yeah.
That's the good stuff. You got it.
But that album is like pushing 30 years old.
Right.
It's
exactly
actually
right.
Over 30 years old.
Right. So it is classic rock by definition of a 16-year-old.
Right. If 25 years makes it a classic. Then...
But I was happy to hear her listening to it. And I would like to think that people will give Elvis a look, but I'm guessing they won't.
You know, I think it'll come down to marketing. Certainly Elvis would be a name that if they're not that familiar with his music or who he was, like they'll see this young guy and they did get a handsome dude to play him. And it's possible that some kids will be into this. I don't know who this movie's for. I don't even know if it's for me. I don't know that I'm going to watch. I watched it. I used
the
to be
Beatles
in love with him.
Were actually the most recognized older group or artist among younger people. Gen Z recognized Elvis, Whitney Houston, Queen, and Madonna the most after the Beatles. So the Beatles were above those artists. But then Elvis Costello,
no.
The Supremes,
U2. I feel like U2 is still around.
Aretha Franklin. All down.
Their parents are failing them. You got to tell your kids about the important music. You got to do it when they're little too, because later they have their own ideas about music and they're terrible ideas.
Just
Nikki.
Wow. Wow. So anyway, there's that. I've worked really hard to expose my kids to a lot of different
you
music.
You have, yes.
And it's really important to me that they... Yes, we can listen to Turning Red soundtrack after you listen to The Clash.
Mm. How does that go?
It goes fine. They're cool. They're good. They know they'll get their thing. I'm a sucker. Are you kidding? I love those kids. I just want them to hear some other stuff.
Yeah. Does it, not all Princess songs.
4Town is great.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
But they're not real. And The Clash, they're an actual band you need to know about. Okay, I'll move on.
Sarah and Vinny. Sarah and Vinny. On Alice at 97.3.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Spring is a time of renewal, so why not refresh your home with a little help from Blinds.com? We make getting custom window treatments a minor project with major impact. Choose from premium blinds, shades, and shutters. We even have options for your patio, too. Blinds.com invented a better way to shop for custom window treatments. There's no pushy salespeople in your home or inflated showroom prices. Our design experts can help you find the perfect window treatments on your schedule. We'll even send free samples directly to you. Plus, we can handle the measuring and installation for you. Unlimited window treatments installed for just one low cost. And with Blinds.com, you'll always get transparent pricing. No hidden fees. Our free shipping and 100% satisfaction guarantee can put the spring back into your step. And into your home, too. Shop Blinds.com right now and save up to 45%. Up to 45% off for a limited time at Blinds.com. Blinds.com. Rules and restrictions may apply.